and there were peaches, there were apples and oranges in it, you say, you didn't want an orange, you'd say, I don't want an orange.
Well, you say
give it a
peach, and I would take a peach, maybe something like that.
Give me a
peach, yeah. I guess so.
Or an apple, if they were apples.
Apple, yeah.
You'd say what to?
Well,
they say, do you want an orange? You say, no.
I want whatever, whether it be an apple or a peach, or whatever you had.
Yeah, why don't you get a...
Give me an orange or peach, you know.
Yeah.
I mean a give peach me or an apple. Yeah, whichever one. Rather than an orange.
Yeah.
No, orange just never has been much success. My son over there has got a trip, too.
Yeah.
Had one or two killed down. He made three or four dozen oranges last year. They was these, I guess you'd call them a Satsuma orange. Yeah, small.
There's a town over there called Satsuma.
Yeah, a little old place there.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little place. Next over here,
Satsuma. Not even a town, really. It's just...
Just bend in the road. A few people like... But a walker is...
A bend in the road.
Yeah, about the same thing, about like Livingston. Dunham Springs is the best... The only little town we've got in this parish. Albany ain't much more than a... Not any more than Livingston. A bunch of them incorporated. They got their mayors, you know, and their corporation. This up here and Walker and Albany. All incorporation, you know.
Yeah, but what kind of mayors are they? They're not real mayors. They're just...
Yes, sir, they are. You bet you they have their own law set up there, and they pick you up out there speeding or something. They can try you there just same as you would at the courthouse. Yeah, man.
Livingston is the
county seat.
Yeah, it's the county seat. That's right.
Have you noticed the courthouse there?
Yeah, it's pretty.
They got a doozy there. Now they're spending right now. They're spending about $400,000 on that building right now. Federal grant. They got
a grant from the federal.
Oh yeah, they got about half everything. About half of it just clean plumb out. And the civil part of it first was built there.
Yeah.
That's on the north end going that way. And I was reading the paper, it's somewhere around $400,000 or a little better going to be spent on that thing there in the next 12 months. From 9 to 12 months. Oh, they're working it over there now. They got offices all around there in Livingston, like your veterans office and your driver's license office out there, and some of them buildings out there where people lived. Yeah.
They're getting a grant from the...
Federal
government?
Federal grant, yeah.
Federal government?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can really do some work there with that money if they'll spend it on it right.
Yeah. Now, you know, a place where you grow, say, peaches or apples would be a big orchard. Yeah. Do you got any around here?
Uh-uh. No. I don't know of any anywhere. I really don't.
Yeah.
No.
But they used to have all sorts of...
Well, they'd be small orchards. You might have a dozen peach trees, you know, and a half dozen plums, but you'd make more than you know what to do with. Now, figs still does pretty good here.
Yeah.
Figs. I got a couple of three nice fig trees here.
Yeah.
And they bear plenty of figs. It's a...
Yeah.
It's now, a yellow fig.
Any other kind of wild trees you might get here? Like, what was that old tree old George Washington cut down? You got them?
That was a cherry tree. Yeah, I got one right out down the side of the road. Cherry tree. Yeah, it makes cherries.
Now, when you eat a cherry, you might break a tooth off on
yeah,
it.
A seed.
Yeah.
George Washington cut one down.
Yeah. Did you, when you...
We used to have some wild plums here. There could possibly be some in the woods yet. And you could eat them, but they was a little bit on the sour side. A wild plum looked just about as nice as a plum you grow tame. Used to be one about a quarter back over there. It may still be there. I wouldn't say it was a tree about that big.
Which way?
Right back over in the woods over there.
Yeah.
Right back out in the woods. They call them wild plums.